Michaeline used to come to our house and knock on our door. My dad would answer and say, "What do you want, girl?" And she'd say, "Can I take a bath with Mom?" My dad would say, "My son ain't here, send her home," and shut the door, and we'd all laugh. And Michaeline would walk down the street, glowing and smiling like she just got in Paul McCartney's autograph. Her brain worked a little slower than the others. She wore thick rim glasses. She took a different bus to school than the other kids and was in different kind of classes. She got older, a neighborhood thug moved in with her and started taking her welfare payments. He took her down to the bank, helped her withdraw her savings that was put away for her, and he went off with her. The cops caught up with him, he did a little time and cut to many years later. He's doing life in a Florida penitentiary with his father and both of them for murder. Michaeline, 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 Michaeline. She wanted love like anyone else. Michaeline, 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 she had dreams like anyone else. My friend Brett, my friend Brett, my friend Brett, my friend Brett, he likes to play the guitar. But he had an awkward way of playing bar chords with two fingers spreading his index and middle fingers really far apart. One day at band practice he dropped like a deer was shot and was flipping around like a fish. He had an aneurysm triggered by a nerve in his hand from the strain he was putting on it. I went to see him in Ohio. He had a horseshoe-shaped scar in his scalp, and he talked real slow. We played pool like we did in our teens, and his head was shaved, and he still wore bell-bottom jeans. In 99, I was on tour in Sweden when I called home to tell my mom I got a part in a movie, but she said, "Mark, there's something. Brett died the other day, you really should send a letter to his mom and dad." And I got on my train to Malmo and looked out at the snow, feeling somewhere between happy and sad. My friend Brett, 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 my friend Brett. He had a wife and a son. My friend Brett, my friend Brett, my friend Brett, he just liked to play guitar and he never heard anyone. My grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma. Before she passed away, we'd go and visit her at my aunt's house when I was small. I couldn't bear the shape she was in, so at the top of the driveway I'd sit in the car. One day I was just fucking around when I put it in reverse and I was free falling. I remember the car moving backwards. My heart was beating and I backed out. Another car was coming down the street and I told them both and I got knocked out. My grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma. First time I met her, she lived in L.A., I think it was Huntington Park. I made friends with a kid named Marcello and another kid named Cyrus Hahn. We'd go downtown and get ice cream and feed French fries to the pigeons and talk to the handicapped vets from Vietnam. It was the first time I saw a hummingbird or a palm tree or a lizard. Or saw an ocean, or heard David Bowie's Young Americans, and I saw the movie Benji in the theater. my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma. I heard she had a pretty heart, but after her first husband passed away, she met a man from California who treated her really nice. My grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma, my grandma. I was diagnosed at 62. Her kids stepped up to the plate for her, and they were there the whole